To the eternal memory of Julius Alexander, African by birth, citizen of Carthage, a man of excellence, an artisan glassblower, who died at the age of 75 years, 5 months and 13 days.
Court of his craftsmen have imagined that 18 centuries after his death, archaeologists would find the glass-blowing workshops of Lugdunum, gather together all the abandoned glass fragments and entrust them to chemists, who would in their turn analyse them. And to find out what? What Julius Alexander would have been able to tell them, of course. This man who bought his blocks of glass at the port of Lyon from importers of products from the East. He would have told them that all the glass that was blown in Lugdunum and elsewhere, in Italy or in Spain, was not produced there, but came from the other end of the Mediterranean, on the coast of Palestine. In these factories, they melted the sand from the river Belus with natron from Egypt, in order to cast enormous slabs, weighing up to 9 tons. Broken into large blocks, the raw glass was then transported by sea to supply the many workshops, such as those of Lugdunum, because this sand was naturally perfect for the manufacture of glass. And Julius Alexander and the glass blowers of antiquity knew this very well, even though they were not chemists.